This is a catalogue that belongs to the library of Hernando Colon, who is the illegitimate son of Christopher Columbus, who had his own harebrained project to build a universal library that would have every book in the world in it. So he spent his life travelling around trying to get a copy of every book in every language on every subject and bring them back to his library in Seville. But he knew that simply collecting all that information together was not necessarily going to make it useful. So he had a project to organize it, but also to distill it. So he had an army of paid readers who were going to read every book in the library and distill it down to a short summary. And by the time that he died, they had summarized 3,500 of the books from the library of about 15 to 20,000 books, which was by far the biggest library of its day in Europe. And this Libro de los Epítomes was the neat copy of where they summarized all of these books in the library. And he died in 1539, so almost 500 years ago. And very soon after that, this catalogue goes missing and has shown up, having lain unrecognized in a collection largely of Icelandic and Norwegian manuscripts in Copenhagen for more than 350 years.
What did you think when you heard the news that it had turned up?
It was just astonishing. I mean, I've been working on Hernando for 5 or 6 years, and I've recently written this biography of him, and this piece of the library, it's an extraordinary resource. And all
did you know that it existed? Did you know that it had been lost?
Yeah, so his last librarian leaves a description of everything that's in the library at the time of his death, and he describes this book. So we knew that it did exist. And what's particularly exciting about this, not just, you know, Hernando was a visionary, like his father, a little bit crazy, but he was visionary in the sense that he saw how print was changing the world. And so unlike everyone else at the time, who were hunting around for Greek and Latin manuscripts, Hernando was collecting cheap print, you know, the kind of early newspapers and you know, popular ballads and all of that stuff, all of those things through which print revolutionized the world by making information, you know, cheap information, able to be printed and circulated very quickly. To most people, this was just trash, so kind of like early websites or, you know, early films. So one of the exciting things about this is that, you know, this is 2,000 summaries of books, many of which will probably no longer exist in any other form in the world other than in these summaries, because an awful lot of cheap print, early cheap print, because no one thought to collect it, was lost. Some estimates put it as much as 60% of early print.
And I suppose it's fantastic that this isn't just a catalogue, this isn't just a bibliography. These are, as you say, summaries, so you will get a flavour of that text.
Yeah, no, so it's incredibly exciting to get this much information on how people were reading 500 years ago. There's an international team being assembled to, you know, we're going to digitise and study the manuscripts. But even from a preliminary inspection, you get a sense that there's a lot of exciting stuff to come out of it.